Thank you, Micah. That was lovely.
Thank you, Micah.
Yeah. I actually love stories. Whether that's a movie or a comedy show. Yeah, or a novel or manga.
甚至是读小说，甚至是日本的动漫 那种漫画。
Yeah, some stories make me laugh, and some also kind of, you know, help me make me shed some tears.
有的故事让我笑，有的故事就让我掉泪。
Good stories have the ability to really to move us and change us.
很好的故事啊，会让我们感动，会让我们有改变。
And then when you follow along the narrative,
你在故事里跟着他这个叙述在走的时候,
yeah, the storyteller leads you through the characters.
讲故事的人就会把这个故事里主角的这个个性啊, 慢慢地向你展现。
Yeah, and the plots.
就故事的情节,
the conflict.
故事里边的冲突,
and the resolution.
和最后解决冲突。
Now, on the surface, you may think that these are just a series of events.
你从表面上看，你就觉得这只不过是一串事件，一件一件的发生而已。
Yeah, but good narratives always have messages that the storyteller wants to convey.
但是好的故事啊，这个说故事的人总想要有一个信息想要传达给你。
And good storytellers almost never come out and tell you directly what the messages are.
一个善于讲故事的人，通常不会在刚开始就告诉你我要跟你讲的信息是什么。
Yeah, preachers do that.
牧师相反，牧师是这样做，牧师要告诉你明确的告诉你信息是什么，但讲故事的人通常不会是这样的。
Good storytellers want the audience to figure out what the message through the art of storytelling.
这个会讲故事的人啊，往往是通过故事的情节，让这个听众能够自己去发现这个故事的信息究竟是什么，自己去意识到。
Good storytellers actually do not waste their storytelling.
一个会讲故事人也不会浪费他们讲故事的能力。
Whatever they present actually serves a purpose in their message.
他们要跟你讲的这些故事啊，他是在他想要传达的信息里面是有一个目的的。
Yeah, and the Bible is the same.
我们的圣经就是这样的一个好故事。
40-some% of the Bible is narratives.
这个圣经里面大概有40%的都是在叙述，在讲故事。
So when you read the Bible narratives, don't just see the surface stories.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们不能只看到表面上的这些讲的这些事情在发生而已。And
study them and meditate on the message the author tried to convey.
我们要学习圣经，而努力要去默想这个圣经的这个讲故事的人究竟想要我们得到的是什么样的信息。So
today I'm going to compile some stories.
所以今天我要跟大家要把一些故事组合起来。
And I will try to be a little bit more on the storyteller, not less of on the preacher.
所以我今天啊，我的角色更多的是一个讲故事的人，而不是牧师的角色。我希望大家能从这些故事里自己得出来，想要给你们的信息是什么。
The reason I'm going to do this because I want to save some time for our children who will come into the in this hour, to do a presentation for us.
因为今天孩子们有一个特别的节目，所以我想要省一点时间给孩子们，所以我的信息就是躲藏在我要给你们讲的故事里面。
And then also the second reason is that I really want you to figure out the main message of the sermon.
第二个原因是因为我想要大家自己来努力地去发现我要跟你们这些故事里传达的信息是什么。And
I hope that you will pay attention and not fall asleep.
所以我因为大家都爱听故事啊，所以你们听故事大概不会睡着吧？我希望你们大家伙都能够认真地来听，而不是睡着了。So
to help you out, let me give you the first clue that the title of the sermon is not the main message.
我们今天看到这个题目，我说我是谁，它其实并不是我今天要讲的故事的主题。
And then hopefully you will ask yourself, is that then what does this title have to do with the main message?
所以我希望你们大家伙会问自己这个问题，那这个题目跟我们今天要讲的信息是什么关系呢？
And then at the end of the sermon, if you have figured out the main message,
如果在我的这个信息结束以后，你能够发现说这个我要讲的信息是什么，发现跟这个题目的关系的话。
Yeah, and actually, I'd like to know that how would you title the sermon?
所以我到时候我想要希望知道你，如果是你来讲这篇信息，你想要给的题目是什么？
Okay, so ready? So we're gonna have a little fun on Sunday morning.
所以今天我们大家是来听故事的，所以很有趣，大家都注意一下。
Okay. All right, so now, let me first tell you something that you may already know.
我首先跟大家分享一个你肯定已经知道的一个知识。
The most common word in the New Testament and throughout the Christian history to refer to Jesus is the word Christ.
我们在新约圣经，在整本圣经里头提到耶稣的时候，我们最常用的一个他的一个身份头衔就是耶稣基督，基督这个词。
Or you may have heard the word Messiah.
我们也听过这个词，弥赛亚。
Yeah, it's an Old Testament title that was prophesied of the coming king.
这个弥赛亚是在旧约里面这些先知们预言将来要来的那位王的时候，他用的这个词弥赛亚。
Christ is the Greek and the Messiah is the Hebrew.
实际上，基督是希腊文，而弥赛亚是希伯来文，他们是一个意思。
They both have the same meaning. It's the one that got the oil poured on.
这两个基督和弥赛亚这两个词实际上都是指的是一个意思，就说要被膏的那一位，受膏者。
And so we translate English as the anointed one.
用英文讲就是受膏者，意思就是会有油在倒在他的头上的意思。
Right. And so in the Old Testament, pouring oil is a ritual reserved for two types of people, kings and priests.
在旧约里面，在头上倒油这个宗教仪式啊，它只对两类人实行，一个就是王，一个就是祭司。
So oil is a rich, it really it symbolizes the divine abundance.
这个油就是橄榄油了，一般是就是非常浓厚的这个油，它代表的是神从神那里来的丰富。
So when a king is coronated or a priest begins his ministry, oil is poured on their head.
所以当一个王开始他加冕，还有就是祭司开始要行使他的这个职权的时候，他们就会有油浇在他们的头上受膏。
Now, here's a puzzle.
这边我要给大家一个谜语。
If you read through the four Gospels, you will notice that Jesus himself almost never uses Christ or Messiah to identify himself.
如果我们读这四本这个福音书的时候，我们会看到耶稣几乎从来不用基督或者弥赛亚来说他自己。他说到自己的身份的时候，他没有用基督这个词。
He never calls himself Christ in public.
他从来没有在公众面前称他自己是基督。
Now there are a handful of stories that other people call him Christ.
在福音书里有几个故事，别人称耶稣为基督。
And he immediately calls himself by a different name.
但是他经常他都是立刻就把用另外一个称呼来称呼他自己。
For example, in Mark 8, Jesus asked the disciple a question, "Who do people say I am?"
比如说在马可福音的第八章，耶稣就问这个他的门徒说，人说我是谁。
And they said, "Well, you're one of the prophets."
他们就说，大家都说你是这个先知中的一位。
So Jesus asked, "Who do you say I am?"
所以耶稣又问门徒们，你说我是谁？你们说我是谁？
Peter answered that, "You are the Messiah."
彼得说，你就是弥赛亚。
Yeah, so and Peter actually gave the right answer.
彼得的答案是对的。
And then, when you read the scripture, then immediately this is what happens.
但是我们在读这个福音书的这一章的时候，你看到下面立刻发生的是什么？
So he being Jesus then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by elders, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again.
从此他教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
Now, because the title Messiah is a very loaded term politically and religiously.
因为这个弥赛亚这个头衔实际上它有太多的这个被外加的意义，它在政治上，在这个宗教上，它都有特别的意义。
In Jesus' days, a messianic figure was known to represent the kingdom of David.
在耶稣的时代，这个弥赛亚这个形象实际上是跟这个大卫王的这个国度是相关的。
So politically, it's like you're saying that you are a king.
从政治上来讲，就是你要说你自己是弥赛亚，你等于在宣称我就是王。
And you're going to overthrow the Roman government.
你会推翻罗马政府的统治。
Yeah, let's go kill some Romans.
我们过去杀一下，杀几个罗马人吧。
Now, on the other hand, the messianic figure has a priestly overtone as well.
但是另外一个角度来看，这个弥赛亚这个词是它有宗教上的意义，它是代表祭司的。
In Jesus' days, the Jewish governing body was the Sanhedrin.
在耶稣时代，就是犹太人统治犹太人的实际上是犹太公会。
And the high priest presides over the Sanhedrin.
这个大祭司是在管理犹太公会的。
So Jesus never uses the title Messiah, and rightly so, to avoid the obvious conflict between the people in power.
所以耶稣当时有意地避免使用弥赛亚这个词, 就是为了避免和这些宗教领袖之间的这种冲突。
So, now, we see that Jesus often uses another title for himself.
我们看到的是耶稣常常指到他自己的时候他用的是另外一个头衔。
Even if he acknowledges that he's a Messiah, he immediately shifts to refer himself to Son of Man.
即使他承认自己就是弥赛亚, 但是他通常都立刻用另外一个词来指代他自己, 他说的是人子。
So, Son of Man, where did he get that reference?
这个人子这个词是从哪来的呢? 这个起源是在哪呢?
And you probably guess right that it's from the Old Testament.
你们猜一猜这个起源是哪里? 人子这个词, 那肯定大家都会知道, 就是从旧约来的, 是不是?
Yeah, Jesus almost always referred to the Old Testament.
因为耶稣 通常他都会要指向旧约, 让人从旧约中找到这些来源。
And if you study and understand the Old Testament, actually it helps you to understand the New Testament.
如果我们理解旧约, 我们也可以更帮助我们理解新约。
So the phrase Son of Man appears in a few passages in the Old Testament, like the Psalms and Ezekiel.
人子这个词啊, 在旧约里其实很多地方出现过, 就包括在诗篇和这个以西结书中都出现过人子。
And then, so the way that Jesus alludes actually indicates the book of Daniel, chapter 7.
但是耶稣在这里提到的人子是来自于丹尼里书的第七章。
So we're going to read from verse 2 to 14.
我们从第二章的第二节读到十四节，丹尼里书。
So Daniel said, in my vision at night, how about we read it together?
Yeah. 大家一起来读, yeah. 能够读英文就一起跟, 庞长老一起跟。
Daniel said, in my vision at night, I looked, and there before me were the four winds of heaven churning up the great sea. Four great beasts, each different from the others, came up out of the sea.
我们中文来读，丹以理说，我夜里见异象，看见天的四风抖起，刮在大海之上，有四个大兽从海中上来，形状各有不同。
The first was like a lion, and it had the wings of an eagle. I watched until its wings were torn off and it was lifted from the ground so that it stood on 2 feet like a human being and the mind of a human was given to it.
头一个像狮子,有鹰的翅膀。我正观看的时候,兽的翅膀被拔去,兽从地上的立起来,用两脚站立,像人一样,又得了人心。
And there before me was a second beast which looked like a bear. It was raised up on one of its sides, and it had 3 ribs in its mouth, between its teeth. It was told, get up and eat your fill of flesh.
又有一兽如熊,就是第二兽,旁跨而坐,口齿内衔着三根肋骨,有吩咐这兽的说,起来,吞吃多肉。
After that, I looked, and there before me was another beast, one that looked like a leopard. And on its back, it had 4 wings like those of birds. Its beast had 4 heads, and it was given authority to rule.
这兽有四个头,又得了权柄。
After that, in my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was a 4th beast, terrifying and frightening and very powerful. It had large iron teeth. It crushed and devoured its victims and trampled underfoot whatever was left. It was different from all the former beasts, and it had 10 horns.
其后我在夜间的异象中观看,见第四兽甚是可怕,极其强壮,大有力量,有大铁牙吞吃嚼碎,所剩下的用脚践踏,这兽与前三兽大不相同,头有10角。
While I was thinking about the horns, there before me was another horn, a little one, which came out among them, and 3 of the 1st horns were uprooted before it. This horn had eyes like the eyes of human beings and a mouth that spoke boastfully.
我正观看这些角,见其中又长起一个小角,先前的角中有三角在这角前连根被它拔出来,这角有眼,像人的眼,有口说夸大的话。
Very interesting, huh? Okay, yeah. So Daniel had a vision from above.
所以这个丹以理看到了从天上来的一个异象。
There were 4 super beasts, one after another.
看起来有四个超级野兽, 这个一个比一个的强壮,
they were powerful and terrifying.
这些都是非常可怕, 非常强有力的,
later in the chapter, they were interpreted as the four kings that will rise from the earth, powerful and terrifying.
在这个后面的章节中会单以理就来解释这四个兽代表的就是地上要兴起的四个国度 这些都是非常强有力的这些大国
Okay, so we're going to continue reading from verse 9.
我们接着读第九节
As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and his wheels were all ablaze.
我观看见有宝座设立，上头坐着亘古常在者，他的衣服洁白如雪，头发如纯净的羊毛，宝座乃火焰，其轮乃烈火。
A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attending him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened.
从他面前有火向河发出。 侍奉他的有千千，在他面前侍立的有万万，他坐着要行审判，案卷都展开了。So
while the four beasts appear in this chaotic seas, thrones of heavens are set up.
在这个海中这个滔滔海中的波涛之中出现这四个野兽之后，他们又看到这个宝座起来了。
The throne was set up in heaven.
这个宝座是设立在天堂的。And
God is occupying one of them.
神就坐在其中一个宝座上。And
a river of fire was flowing out.
这个他面前有火向河发出。And
a court is in session.
他当时面前都是侍立着很多的人。And
the book is open.
这个案卷都展开了。So
it's a picture of a judgment.
这个实际上是画，这个画面是就是最后的审判的画面。
And then verse 11, Then I continued to watch the, because of the boastful words the horn was speaking. I kept looking until the beast was slain and its body destroyed and thrown into the blazing fire.
那时我观看见那兽因小脚说夸大话的声音被杀,身体损坏,扔在火中焚烧。
The other beasts that had been stripped of their authority but were allowed to live for a period of time.
其余的兽全柄都被夺去，生命却仍存留，直到所定的时候和日期。So
it mentions that the last beast was destroyed.
它是说到这最后一个兽被毁了。And
the authority of other beasts was removed.
别的兽的那些权柄都被夺去了。Yeah,
their kingdoms have passed.
他们的这个国度已经过去了。Okay,
verse 13. In my vision at night, I looked. And there before me was a one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence.
我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前。He
was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshiped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. That will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
得了权柄、荣耀、国度，是各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去。他的国必不败坏。So
then, what he says that then a son of man comes with a cloud of sky approaching God in heaven.
他说到这个人子是驾着云降临。
So the Son of Man means the human, it's a human one.
人子,为什么说人子呢? 因为他的形象,他是人的形象。
The human represents the earth.
这个人就代表的是地。
So it's actually, it's, watch this, right? It's a picture of ascending or merging from earth to heaven.
它其实是代表的就是地跟天是合并在一起了，因为是从地上到和天上连接的。So
it's a heaven and earth united to one.
所以天和地这时候就连接在一起了。And
this Son of Man is given the authority to rule.
这个人子他是有权柄来去统治万方的。And
the people of all nations will worship him.
各国各方各族的人都来侍奉他。Now,
unlike the kingdoms of those beasts, his kingdom never ends.
他不像那些兽的那些国度是会废去的，他的国度永不会废去。
So that's the Old Testament figure that Jesus calls himself, Son of Man.
这就是在耶稣引用的这个旧约的这个经节讲到，他就是人子。
So, now as you can see that the religious leaders also knew this passage as well.
我们当然想知道当时的那些这个宗教领袖们肯定是知道但以理书的这一章节呀。
But they did not believe that Jesus would be that Son of Man in Daniel 7.
他们就不相信耶稣就是但以理书第七章说到的这位人子。
So.They had many, many confrontations with Jesus.
所以他们就跟耶稣之间有很多的冲突，他们就直面耶稣要质问他。
So, for example, in Matthew 9, Jesus healed a paralyzed man just to show that the Son of Man has the power to forgive sins.
比如在马太福音的第九章，耶稣治好了一个瘫子，他就是想要显明说人子有赦罪的权柄。
And in Matthew 12, Jesus said the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath.
在第十二章马太福音第十二章耶稣又说到人子也是安息日的主。
Now the confrontation reaches the climax when Jesus was arrested and appeared before the Sanhedrin.
当耶稣被捕带到这个犹太公会面之前的时候，这个冲突已经到了顶峰了。
And the high priest asked him a question.
大祭司就问他一个问题。
I charge you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God.
大祭司对他说：“我指着永生的神来，叫你启示，告诉我们你是神的儿子，基督不是。”
So basically, if you kind of paraphrase it, and it goes like this: I am a high priest.
这个大祭司实际上他说的意思就是这个：我是大祭司。
I'm a legitimate anointed one.
我才是真正的这个合法的被高的那一位。
So I charge you under oath and tell us.
所以我就指着永生神叫你启示，你告诉我们。
Are you the anointed one, Son of God?
你是神的儿子，那位受高的基督吗
？And Jesus replied this way.
耶稣是这么回答的。
You have said so, Jesus replied. But I say to all of you, from now on, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven.
耶稣对他说你说的是然而我告诉你们后来你们要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边驾着天上的云降临。
Now the Chinese translation says really that it says coming down on the cloud.
这个中文的翻译好像它有一个方向感它说是驾着天上的云降临就是从上往下的是不是
But the original text does not have any direction just says on the cloud
但是最初的这个原文实际上没有方向并不是从下往上从上往下它就说是在天上的云上、
yeah. I think Jesus is referring to Daniel 7 the Son of Man ascending to the Ancient of Days on the clouds of heaven
这个就像但以理书第七章他是说看到一位像人子的驾着天云而来被领到亘古常在者面前
So you can see that Jesus' statement is very explosive
所以你看到耶稣当时他这样说那这个话是爆炸性的呀
Basically saying that I am the one that will ascend to heaven on the cloud of heaven as in Daniel 7
他等于就是在跟这些大祭司们在讲我就是那一位人子将来要是要驾着天云而来要到这个被领到亘古常在者的面前就是但以理书第七章说到的弥赛亚
I'm the one that will be sitting at the right hand of God which is a reference to Psalm 110 it's a messianic psalm
他会又说到说要坐在这个亘古常在者的这个右边嘛那就是诗篇的110篇里提到的那位弥赛亚
People of all nations will worship me
他说这个各族各方的人都要来敬拜我
I am that son of man
我就是这位人子
Now, because the high priest did not believe Jesus is the Messiah, so he tore his clothes and said, blasphemy.
这个大祭司他不相信耶稣说的话，所以他当时就撕破了衣服说，这实在是健忘、亵渎了神的名啊。
And that's enough to condemn Jesus.
在当时，这个罪名就足够去宣判耶稣的罪了。
Now, back to Daniel's vision.
我们再看看但以理的意象。
Now, those beasts symbolize the human kingdoms.
这四个兽就代表的是人类的国，人类的王国。
Yeah, they were described as a very terrifying, powerful, like a mutant beast.
这个在这个意象之中，这个国啊，看起来是非常强有力，非常可怕，而且就像是变异的这种异形一样的，有点可怕。
And then comes the Son of Man.
然后人子来了。
Right, as another kingdom.
人子来也是有另外一个国度。
But then notice that this kingdom, the Son of Man, was not described as a beast.
人子的这个国度没有像这个形容起来像一个兽一样，没有像这个四个这个异兽一样。
Yeah, it's described of a man.
而是像一个人。
Right. I mean, a man seems, it does not seem to be very powerful as a beast.
我们用人跟野兽来比较，谁更加强有力呢？那我们觉得人没有像兽那么强有力的。
And yet those beasts cease to exist, and the kingdom of the Son of Man will be everlasting.
但是人子的国度会永久存在，而这些兽的国度都消失了。
So the vision actually describes the Son of Man ascending to heaven to rule with God.
所以这个丹尼里的意象里，实际上看到的就是人子要到天堂跟神一同来治理这地。
Now, where do we see God ruling with man before?
我们什么时候看到神跟人一同来管理这地呢？在哪里看到呢？
Back in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园是不是？
Yeah, my favorite place.
是庞长老最喜欢读这个创世纪的。
Every time I come back to here, right?
所以他总是回到创世纪去。
Yeah.Genesis 1:27 says that. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them.
是创世纪一章二十七节，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase its number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：“要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。”
So God originally created man and woman to rule with Him and to rule over the animals.
所以神最初是造男造女，要跟他一起来治理这地，管理地上一切的活物。
But they ruled by a serpent.
但是这人，这个男和女，他们结果最终他们是被蛇。
Instead of letting God decide what good and evil is,
他们没有让神来决定什么是善，什么是恶。
They would define good and evil on their own terms.
他们想要用自己的这个定义来定义善恶。
So the attitude that I will decide what right or wrong is carries forward to all humanity.
所以他们这种态度就是我来决定什么是善，什么是恶。这个态度就已经传到所有的人类了。
And consequently, people will mistreat other people.
所以最终的结果就是人都会要错待。
And they ignore that others are made in the image of God.
他们就忽视了这个现实，因为别人也是按照神的形象造的。
The image of God represents God, and so all humans are precious to God.
因为神的形象代表的就是神嘛，所以所有的人在神的眼中看来都是宝贵的。
But the self-centeredness will mistreat others.
但是我们都是自我中心的，所以我们常常会错待他人。
And the Bible.Seems to depict this kind of behaviors like animals, not like humans.
但是圣经形容这样的行为，就是错待他人，把别人不当神的形象来看的。这种行为是看成是不是人的行为，是动物的行为，是兽的行为。
And we see this in the story of Cain and Abel.
我们在该隐和亚伯的故事里看到了这一点。
Two sons of Adam and Eve made offering to God.
该隐和亚伯是亚当和夏娃的两个孩子，他们向神献祭。
And then God preferred Abel's.Offering over Cain's.
神更喜爱亚伯的祭物啊，没有就不太喜欢这个该隐的祭物。
And Cain was downcast.
该隐就非常生气。
And God warned Cain this way.
神是这样警告该隐的。
If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
So Cain, sin is like an animal crouching at your heart.
他说这个罪就像一个野兽一样，就伏在你的门口。
It wants to devour you.
他想要吞噬你。
But you must rule over it.
但是你必须要制服他。
Now, unfortunately, sin ruled over his heart.
但是最终这个罪就已经就控制了这该隐的心。
And Cain murdered his brother.
所以该隐把弟弟给杀了。
And Cain behaved like a beast, unleashing violence.
这个该隐当时的这个行为就好像是一只野兽一样，就把他的这个暴力暴行全都给释放出来。
So when Jesus stood before the Sanhedrin and used the reference of the Son of Man in Daniel 7,
所以当耶稣站在犹太公会面前，他引用这个丹以理书第七章说到的人子来指他自己的时候。
He also implying the Sanhedrin, the ruling council of his people, behaving like a beast.
他实际上在隐含的意义就是说，这个犹太公会这样审判他，他们这个行为就是兽行，就像野兽的行为一样。
They bought a trader with the 30 pieces of silver to arrest Jesus.
他们当时怎么抓耶稣的？他就是用三十块钱，是不是犹大把他给卖了嘛？30块钱把耶稣给抓来。
And then later they said that, oh, it's a blood money that we cannot take it back to the temple treasury.
但是后来这个犹太公会又说啊，这三十块钱是血价，是流了无辜人的血嘛，所以这个钱不能入到银库里去。
Yeah, and then they assembled in the middle of the night.Hiding from public to try Jesus.
而且他们审判耶稣是什么时间呢？是半夜里头，就是大不是在公众面前审判的，是偷偷摸摸在黑暗之中来审判他。
And without two or three witnesses, as their law requires, they could not find any evidence to put Jesus to death.
当时的法律是要求你至少要有两三个证人来证明这个人是犯罪的。可是他们找不到这样的人，没有任何的证据证明耶稣犯了他们所说的罪。
And then finally, the high priest, the leader of the council.Invoked God's name to get Jesus to confess his identity.
所以最后这个大祭司无计可施了，他就引用神的名，他来说让耶稣迫使耶稣说出来他的这个身份，那就是亵渎嘛，是不是亵渎神的名了
？Yeah. And so now, because of their unbelief, right? They use his confession to spill the innocent blood.
因为他们不相信耶稣宣称的他是弥赛亚，他是基督，所以他们就觉得耶稣这样来用神的名，那不就是亵渎嘛？所以他们就。就这样子，就等于流了无辜人的血。
That trial is such injustice.
这样的审判非常的不公平。
From their perspective, their actions are justified.
你从这些祭司长、这些文士们他们的角度来看，他们觉得这个很公平啊。
Because Jesus is not the Messiah that they have believed.
因为他们相信的弥赛亚可不是耶稣啊，所以耶稣说他是弥赛亚，这就是罪啊。
He's a threat to spread a teaching different from theirs.
他因为耶稣的教导跟这些祭司长、文士的教导是不一样的。
And hence they need to get rid of him.
所以他们就决定要把耶稣除掉。
Now, rarely a beast sees themselves as a beast.
一个野兽会把他自己认为他是野兽吗？不会是有这样的事儿。
When we decide what right and wrong is on our own terms,
如果我们按照自己的标准来定善恶的话，
we just very conveniently become blind not to see what truly right.
我们其实就已经是眼睛被蒙蔽了，我们看到的就是我们眼中所看到的善和恶。
Now Jesus' reply is also amazing.
耶稣的这个回答是非常让人就是感觉非常佩服的。他是怎么说的
？Okay, you like a beast trampling and killing me.
所以耶稣的意思就是说，你们就像野兽一样，你们在践踏我，想要杀了我。
What you are actually doing is enthroning me.
但实际上，你们所做的，实际上是在给我戴上我的冠冕啊。
Yeah, I will wear a crown of a thorn on my head.
我的头上会戴荆棘冠。
I will have a sign that says the King of the Jews.
到时候会有一个标志在我旁边，上面写犹太人的王。
And I will be lifted up on the cross where people will look up at me.
而且我要会被举起来，举在十字架上，人都会看到我，就要仰头才能看得到。
I will be exalted.
我会被高举。
The high priest behaved like a beast.
这些祭司长实际上他们的行为就像是野兽一样。
Unleashing violence and killing an innocent man.
他们就把自己的暴力这样释放出来，杀了一个无辜的人。
But the Son of Man gave up his own life to save humanity.
但是人子却把他自己的生命献上来拯救人类。
And just as Daniel 7 depicts him as a man, not as a beast.
所以这个丹以理书的第七章这个形容的这个人子是一个人的形象，不是兽的形象。
So two questions we want to ask.
所以我想问大家两个问题。
What makes a human a beast?
是什么让一个人行为就像一个兽一样呢？
And what makes a human a human?
那什么让人像个人的样子呢？
The first question actually has an illustration in Daniel chapter 4.
第一个问题就是什么让人变得像兽一样，是在丹以理书的第四章实际上讲到了这个形象。
Daniel 4, chapter 4 is a recount of an event that happened to King Nebuchadnezzar.
这个丹以理书的第四章讲到的实际上是就是这个当时的王波斯王尼布甲尼撒的一段他经历过的一段事情。
Actually, he's retelling his own story.
他在这个尼布甲尼撒王在讲他自己身上发生过的一件事。
He was a powerful king who conquered Judah.
他是非常也强有力的一个王，他当时已经把犹大就整个给毁掉了。
And Daniel was exiled to Babylon and is serving the king as a royal counselor.
丹以理就当时被掳到巴比伦，就成为这个皇室的一个谋士，皇家的谋士。
So the king had a dream and asked Daniel to interpret.
这个尼布甲尼撒王做了一个梦，他要丹以理来给他解梦。
Now, after hearing the dream, Daniel was terrified.
丹尼里知道他这个梦以后，他觉得非常可怕。
He told the king that this is a prophecy that's going to happen to him.
所以他就跟这个王说，这是一个预言，就表示着以后要发生在你身上的事。And
then he pleaded to the king like this.
所以丹尼里就求这个王，他是这样说的。
Now Daniel 4:27 says that, therefore, your majesty, be pleased to accept my advice. Renounce your sins by doing what is right, and your wickedness by being kind to the oppressed. It may be that then your prosperity will continue.
王啊，求你悦纳我的谏言，以施行公义，断绝罪过，以怜悯穷人，除掉罪孽，或者你的平安可以延长。
So king, if you change yourself, the prophecy will not happen to you.
所以丹尼里就跟王说，王啊，如果你能够改变你自己，不再这么做了，你这个预言中预言你要以后的这个命运可能会改变的。
Do what is right. Stop sinning.
要做正确的事情，不要再犯罪了。
Be kind to the oppressed.
而且对这些穷人要有怜悯。
Then a year later, one day, King Nebuchadnezzar was walking on the palace rooftop and looked at his kingdom.
一年以后，这个尼布甲尼撒王有一天就在他这个王宫的房顶上，在往外看，这个看他的国度。
He said, "Oh, is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence?" By my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty.
他说：“这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都，要显我威严的荣耀吗？”
And as soon as he finished that sentence, a voice from heaven came and announced the prophecy is going to come true.
他刚刚说完这句话，天上就有声音说：“这个圣当初他这个梦里的这个预言要实现了。”
He was driven away from people and ate grass like the ox. His body was drenched with the dew of heaven until his hair grew like the feathers of an eagle and his nails like the claws of a bird.
他被赶出，离开世人，吃草如牛，身被天露滴湿，头发长长，好像阴毛，指甲长长，如同鸟爪。
I mean, the man seems to become an animal. The man seems to be, become an animal.
所以现在这个王 本来是个人嘛，现在怎么像个动物一样了，是不是？
Driven away from people, he probably lost his human mind.
他当时被赶出来离开世人，为什么？那有可能就已经疯掉了，就是没有人的这个神智了。
And then living with wild animals.
他就跟野兽在一起生活。
Eating grass like an ox.
吃草如牛。
His hair grew like the feathers of an eagle.
头发长得就像阴毛一样，长得好长。
Nails like the claws of a bird.
指甲长长的，就如同鸟爪一样。
It's a depiction of a man changing to a beast.
所以我们看到的就是一个人就变成了一个野兽了。And
then when the fulfillment time was over, sanity returned to the king.
但是这个预言之中说到是这个是一段时间内，这个时间满了之后，他又开始恢复神智了。And
he concluded his story with this.
所以这个丹尼里书第四章记到的这个王，他是这样来给他的这个故事来做结论的。He
said, "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt the glory and glorify the King of heaven, and because everything he does is right, and all his ways are just, and those who walk in pride, he is able to humble."
现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美尊崇恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的也都公平，那行动骄傲的他能降为卑。So
it's a very interesting story.
这个故事听起来很有趣，是不是？
Now, if we are all honest about it,
如果我们都很诚实的话,
we all have that attitude.
我们都有这个王的这个态度，是不是？
Because that I can be independent from God to identify what good and evil is.
我们都会这么想，我已经独立了，我不用依靠着神了，我自己可以判断什么是善，什么是恶。
And it's a sense that I don't really need God.
这个其实就在说我不需要神呢。
I don't want to be ruled under God's authority.
我也不想被神来控制我想所思所想所做的。
Now, in contrast, we can look at the life of Jesus, how to be human.
但是作为一个对比，我们看看耶稣是怎么样作为一个人一直在生活。
Paul summarized it in this, so everyone is familiar with.
保罗在腓立比书中第二章提到的这一段，我们都很熟。
Verse 6 starts with verse 6. Jesus Christ, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made a human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
So first half, you can see that it's about his humility and obedience.
前面一段我们看到耶稣的这种谦卑和他的这个顺服。
The second half is about his exaltation.
第二部分就看到神是高举耶稣。
That exaltation actually is a picture in Daniel 7.
这个高举耶稣这个形象，这就是跟但以理书的第七章里提到的人子是一模一样的。
So the Son of Man is given authority and glory.
所以这个人子就拿有权柄，有荣耀。
And all nations worship him.
一切的万国都要来敬拜他。
The Son of Man came to the world to restore humanity in us.
所以这个人子来到世间是为了要在我们身上重建人性。
So he called us to repent, humble ourselves, and submit to him.
所以他叫我们要悔改。要能够自己能够谦卑下来，能够向神降服。
And he invites us to be part of the kingdom ruled by God.
而且他邀请我们跟他一起来管理这地。
He invites us to be part of his kingdom ruled by God.
他希望我们也成为他的王国的一部分。神的国度是神来管理的。
And that's what a human is supposed to be.
这是人就是该这么做啊。
That's the truly human.
这才是真正的人。
A truly human sees others as one made in the image of God.
一个真正的人看别人都是有神的形象的。
Precious to God, where Jesus came to save.
他看到人都是在神眼里看为宝贵，耶稣来就是为了拯救我们的。
Their value is not determined by what they have done.
所以人的价值不取决于他做了些什么。
Their value is determined simply by being a human.
他们的人的价值就在于他是人，因为他是有神的形象的人。
So before we see people for what they have done,
所以我们看人的时候，你不要去看他做了些啥。
Now can we first see them as God sees them, as one made image of God?
我们能不能看人的时候，就把他首先看他是按着神的形象所造的一个人
？And also a truly human sees ourselves as one made in the image of God.
一个真正的人看我们自己，也是我们有神的形象。
Precious to God,
我们在神眼里是宝贵的。
Where Jesus came to save.
因为神，耶稣来是为了拯救我们。
So in spite of what you have done.
所以不管你自己曾经做过什么。
You have a shameful past.
也许你过去做了一些让你自己想起来觉得羞愧的事情。
Regardless of your performance, Jesus loves you.
无论你的行为如何，你的表现如何，耶稣都爱你。
Because your value is determined simply by being a human.
因为你的价值就是简简单单来讲，你是个人，所以你是很有价值的。
So let me conclude with a story by C.S. Lewis.
我想这个结论，我想要再跟大家讲一个故事。这是 C.S. Lewis 写的一本书。
It's from the Voyage of the Dawn Treader. It's a book in the Chronicle of Narnia.
这是《纳尼亚传奇》系列中的一本书，这个黎明号的探险。
A boy.
黎明号的远航。
远航 ，OK, good.A boy named Eustace was taken into this enchanted land of Narnia aboard the ship Dawn Treader.
这里边故事里边的有一个这个小男孩叫 Eustace.
Eustace,
他是被掳到这个就是施了魔法的这个纳尼亚这个王国去了。然后在那里他就坐了这个黎明号去远航。
He was arrogant.
这个孩子是非常傲慢的。
Self-centered.
而且是自我中心。
And all around annoying to everyone on board.
这个船上所有人都不喜欢这个男孩。
Yeah. Now, in one of the islands the ship visited, Eustace discovered a dead dragon's cave full of treasure.
这个船就是在一个岛上停泊的时候，这个 Eustace 发现这个岛上有一个山洞，里面满都是这个财宝。然后这个看守这山洞的那条龙死掉了。
Now, out of all the shiny objects, that he found one particular golden bracelets and put it on his wrist.
他在这所有这个龙的这个财宝里头，发现有一个金镯子，非常漂亮。他就把这个金镯子套在他自己的手臂上。
And then he was contemplating, like, how much of treasure that he could take out of the cave.
然后他就在那想，哇，这一满山洞的财宝现在都是我的了，我可以拿走多少啊
？Yeah. And then so he would be beyond rich.
他就觉得，哇，我以后多会多么的富有啊！
Now, because he was already tired when he discovered the cave, so he fell asleep.
他在发现这个山洞这一洞的财宝的时候，他已经很累了，所以他在这想梦想着他以后要多少财富的时候就睡着了。
And then when he woke up, he realized that he has turned into a dragon.
当他醒过来，他发现他已经变成了一条恶龙了。
Yeah. Now, Lewis had this to say about Eustace at this moment.
所以这个 C.S. Lewis 在这个小说里他是这样写的，就是形容这时候的这个 Eustace.
He said.He was turned into a dragon while he was asleep.
他在睡着的时候被变成了一条龙了。
Sleeping on dragon's hoard with greedy, dragonish thoughts in his heart, he had become a dragon himself.
因为睡在龙的宝藏上，又怀着贪婪的，就像龙一样的心思，所以连他自己也变成了一条龙了。
Now, because of the bracelet that Eustace put on was choking the dragon's front leg.
因为他当时给他自己手上套了个金镯子，现在这个金镯子箍在这个龙的这个前臂上，这一下子就太紧了嘛，所以把他的胳膊勒得难受。
Yeah. So Eustace's the biggest wish is to remove the bracelet.
所以他现在这个 Eustace 最大的这愿望就是把这个金镯子给退掉。
But no one was able to help him.
但是谁都帮不了他，就紧紧的就勒在他的胳膊上。
Now one night.Aslan, the lion, came to Eustace.
有一天晚上，这个阿斯兰，这个就是狮子，就来看 Eustace.
Now, Eustace is the Christ figure in the Chronicle of Narnia.
在这个《纳尼亚传奇》里，阿斯兰这个狮子的形象，它代表的就是耶稣。
Now, he led the dragon to a large well.
所以他把这个龙就带到一个很大的一个水井旁边。
Eustace thought that, hey, if I could just get into the well to bathe, then maybe it could just ease the pain in his leg.
Eustace 就想，哎呀，如果能把这个井水来洗一洗，我的这个手臂，也许这个痛就没那么难受了。
Yeah. Now, Aslan told him that he had to undress first.
这个 Aslan 跟他讲，你首先要把衣服脱掉。
Now, Eustace started to scratching off his scales.
这个，所以 Eustace 是条龙嘛，身上都是鳞片，所以他就拼命的去刮，想把自己鳞片都给刮掉。
Now, he was able to scratch off the whole skin.
他把他整个一身的这个鳞片全都给刮掉了。
But as soon as he approached the well,
但是他刚刚接近这个井水的时候，
his dragon skin was back.
他那一身的龙鳞又长回来了。
And then he tried again to scratch it off.
所以他又开始不停的在这刮，想把这个鳞片全都给刮掉。
And then the third time,
第三次的。
And no matter how many layers of dragon skins that he was able to peel off, he was still a dragon.
他不管他身上那个龙的鳞片，他能刮掉多少，他最后还是一条龙，这个龙皮又长回来了。
So then Aslan came and said, "You will have to let me undress you."
所以 Aslan 这个狮子就过来跟他讲，你得让我来帮你脱掉你的这个衣服。
Now Eustace recalled this later, said that I was afraid of his claws. I can tell you, but I was pretty dearly desperate now.
但是 Eustace 后来回想这一段的时候，他就说：“我当时我很害怕这个狮子的爪那么尖利，那多疼啊！但是他当时已经绝望了，没有别的办法了。”
So I just lay flat on my back to let him do it.
所以 Eustace 就说：“当时啊，我就这么躺下来，平躺在那儿，就让他来做他要做的事儿。”
The very first tear that he made was so deep that I thought it had gone right into my heart.
他说：“这个狮子这个爪第一下碰到他这个皮的时候，他就觉得这个爪子都已经刺到他的心了，痛得不行了。”
And when he began pulling the skin off, it hurt worse than anything I've ever felt.
他说：“这个狮子就开始剥他的这个皮，他就觉得哇，比他所经受过的任何的痛苦都要更疼。”
Now you know that God, when God deals with us, sometimes He has to break us first.
你知道神来对付我们的罪的时候，他有时候是需要把我们这个老我要打碎的。
Now, the tear would go in right into our heart.
这种痛啊，这就是一下子是直扎你的心的，就是扎心的这种痛。
And that's actually where it started, right?
但是这就是这个医治的开始啊。
So Eustace concludes the story after he jumped into the well.
Eustace 最后他的结论就是他就跳到，然后他这个皮剥掉以后就跳到这个井水里去。
He said, as soon as I started swimming and splashing,I found that all the pain had gone from my arm.
他说我一跳到那个水里开始游泳，我就发现这个手臂上那个痛都消失了。
And then I saw why.
但是他就想 whoa.
because I turn into a boy again.
我又变回一个小男孩的样子了。
So I pray that all of us will humbly turn ourselves to Jesus.
所以我的祷告就是让我们所有的人，我们能够谦卑的来到耶稣面前。
And let Him turn us to a truly human.
让耶稣把我们变成真正的人。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Jesus, you said that as the Son of Man came to this world not to be served, but to serve.
耶稣，你说人子来世上不是为了被服侍，而是为了服侍人。
And to give your life as ransom for many.
你把你的这个生命就作为赎价来救赎更多的人。
And thank you, Jesus, for this gift of salvation.
耶稣，谢谢你给我们的救恩。
And the gift that you will turn us to how to be the human being that you created originally.
你给我们这样的礼物，让我们能够成为你所要我们成为的那个人。
And you came to restore us from our beastly nature.
神，你来了是让我们把我们从兽性的这个天性之中来重新恢复变为人的形象。
So help us to be more God-centered and to other-centered.
帮助我们让神为中心，以他人为中心，而不是我们自己。
And help us to imitate your life, to live a life that will be honoring you.
让我们也效法你，能够活出人的你的形象。
Help us to be a truly human.
帮助我们成为真正的人。
And we thank you in Jesus Christ and we pray.
我们祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。 Amen. Amen.